Author Seth Cantner has published his first children's chapter book. Pup and Pokey tells the story of a wolf pup and a young porcupine that strike up an unusual friendship. Cantner chose first-time illustrator Beth Hill to bring the characters to life. Hill worked out of her home in the village of Cockanock on a tight deadline, producing oil paintings that took 2 weeks to dry for each illustration. Cantner says he and Hill both had opportunities to study porcupines in the wild as they were working on the book.
It was fun working together because I had sent her some photos of porcupines and wolves, and which is what the book's about, sort of. And then I guess maybe last fall, a year ago, there weren't any caribou around up the river there where I was, and so I was eating porcupine. I probably shouldn't say that, but meanwhile Beth was busy camping and trying to have encounters with porcupine just to, you know, learn more about them. And so it was fun, comparing notes on what we were up to in different parts of Alaska and interactions with animals. Mine might not have been so pleasant for the porcupine, but.
Did you have images in your mind as you were creating these of wolves and porcupines that you've either seen or eaten in the past?
Well,
you decided they should look like this.
As far as the story goes, my daughter, when she was maybe two, I pointed down the stairs and said, look at the moose. And she had heard me say, look at the moose, the real moose, many times. But I was, we were playing. And within a second or two, she looked at me and just looked all surprised and said, yeah, I see it. And so she started, imagining. So I spent lots of time telling her made-up babble stories. And that's where my children's stories sort of start. As far as porcupine ambling along the trail, yeah, I have a lot of that stuffed in my head because that's what I grew up with. But turning it into an imaginary story where the porcupine and the wolf talk to each other and everything. That was just playing around a certain extent, telling stories to my daughter.
When you saw the images that Beth had created, what was your reaction? Was it exactly what you'd imagined? Was it way beyond that? What did you think?
Well, for example, one of her images separate from the book were a lady in extra tough boots. I think that's the kind of boots it was. It's a painting, but a woman dragging a net up on the shore. I just thought it was so perfect of the fishing, and that always sticks in my mind, that work of hers. And so when her illustrations came, I'm a super picky person when it comes to my photography and books and writing. And some of them, like the wolf and the porcupine that we used for the cover, I thought was amazing. And then other ones I would write back to her and I would be problematic and say, wait a minute, porcupine doesn't have that color pattern or something. So she's probably ready to quit dealing with me and this, never have to talk to me again when this is over.
Is that true, Beth? Was he difficult to work with?
No, he wasn't difficult at all, although I've heard stories.
The temperamental artist. Did you have an idea, when he would offer critique like that, what did you think? Were you going for realism or sort of the childish, stylized porcupine? What were your thoughts about it?
I guess what I really liked about the story is that it is a real Alaskan story, and it was important to me to have the characters real. And so, I mean, in Cockanock, the village that I live in, porcupine is somewhat of a delicacy. So we would catch porcupine, and I'd take them and pose them and show them, I wanted the illustrations to be correct. And I really appreciated Seth's honesty in making sure that that happened too.
So Seth, let's talk a little bit about the book itself and just how it came to you to decide to put together a chapter book.
Well, let's see here. Most children's stories are significantly less words than this one. So I was already barking up a tough tree there because publishing houses want I don't know the number, but I'm going to say 700 to 1,000 words in their children's story, or 50 words. Some of them are really short. So I have way too many words. And then you start bumping into a chapter book where it's more like Hardy Boys or something. Maybe it's got two or three little line drawings, but this is kind of a weird size, I guess. It's got more words, but I really want it illustrated. And up until near the end of the process, there was no chapter one, chapter two, chapter three. It was just a story with, I want to say, 4,000 words. Somewhere along in the later stage of editing, we decided to put it into chapters, but it still falls into a interesting category, because is the kid going to be reading it to themselves, or most likely, I think this will be a book that parents read to their kids, and later the kid starts reading it themselves. I hope.
Seth Kantner's latest book is Pup and Pokey. The children's book is illustrated by Beth Hill. Kantner will be signing books at the Orca Bookstore in Cordova tomorrow, Tuesday evening, and at the Homer Bookstore on October 11th from 1 to 3.